Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Sunday. It's, you know what? This is going to be that rarest of birds. It's going to be a Saturday morning Thunder and Lightning, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But we are glad.
Who's going to go ahead and post it?
I think that's the right call, and I'll explain why in case you've missed it in just a moment. We are glad that you have joined us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there. Our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Oliver Fried.
Oliver Fried.
That's what it says.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be super weird.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great
anything in Oliver Fried would be weird. And again, I
guarantee you're saying it's false. There needs to be a catfish house in Oliver Fried.
Really?
There needs to be. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there used to be.
No, there needs to be.
Where is this at?
It's in, let me find it here. Hold on. Oliver Fried is in Quitman County on Highway 3 south of Lambert. Which is, where the hell's Lambert? Lambert is
they throw rolls there. County.
Yeah, I don't think so. It is, Lambert is, let's see if I can find it here. I don't know. It's just all in Quitman County. Anybody famous from there? Former NFL center Anthony Steen played at Alabama. He's from Lambert. He's not from Oliver.
He played at Clarksdale.
Yeah.
Clarksdale Lee.
There you go.
Ended my team's season. We were the number one team in the state of Mississippi, and he single-handedly beat our team, the Winston Academy Patriots.
Well, I'm sorry to bring up those hard memories.
That was very tough memories. I had already graduated, but I was doing the broadcast at that time.
Oh, and did he call that?
Yeah, Will Rogers' dad was the coach, Wyatt. Yeah. And he had won two previous state championships his first time at Winston, and then he came back. Mm. Inherited like a loaded team, and we were undefeated going into that game, and Anthony Steen absolutely wrecked both lines of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And they won that ball game. It was a low scoring game, but they won it. It was an upset, and I still think about it to this day.
Well, so, there you go.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. But if you're just doing a weeknight meal, nothing beats the sizzle of beef there. That flank steak we cooked last night, really good. Marinated in soy, lime, garlic, a little black pepper, and put a little steak seasoning over the top when I was ready to cook it. Got it to really nice, medium rare. It was great.
Yummy.
We enjoyed it, and you can enjoy it too. You can enjoy beef each and every night, and you can change up the recipe and never have the same cut, and your family's always going to be happy. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Black Friday coming up. You know the Beat the Clock sale will be on at College Corner, so get there early to save the most. And, of course, Cyber Monday will be following that up. And then we'll just be into the holiday season, and it'll be time to shop for the Bulldogs in your life. Do it at College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. You shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, you have questions about your money, you want to get some answers, you want to talk to somebody who knows you and has a relationship with you, not just with your money. That's Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. All right, real quick, before we get into anything Mississippi State, looks like Bo Pribula is going to play for Missouri on Saturday. Do you want to change your pick there?
Is that at Oklahoma? I can't remember. At Oklahoma or at Missouri?
At Oklahoma.
Okay.
We both took the Sooners.
I think I'm going to stick with my gut on that, but that just changed things. I think that Pribula is probably going to be a little rusty, kind of like Mateer was. Now, different injury, I think. He had an ankle, right?
Mateer was a hand.
No, I'm talking about Pribula.
Pribula is an ankle, yeah.
So different. That's a little different.
Yeah, especially for a
It's
guy
not
who's a
going to
runner.
affect. It's not really going to affect his throwing as much, but
No.
I think I'll stick with Oklahoma, but I don't feel as good about it with Pribula playing. I think he'll probably be a little rusty. He's missed a couple of games.
Right.
So,
I took one different from you, right? Did I take?
who did you take?
No, I didn't. I didn't take Arkansas. I didn't take Florida.
I think you had thought about, like,
Did I
was it
take
Vandy?
Kentucky?
It was Vandy, Kentucky. You might have thought about it, but
Yeah.
I don't know. You might have to go
I'm
back
gonna
and
do
listen.
this one. This is as good an opportunity as I'm gonna have. I'm changing my pick. I'm gonna go with Missouri.
Okay.
I'll take Missouri if Pribula's starting. So I'll try to get back.
This will be
This will either
this will
be,
be it. If
yeah,
you
if I'm
lose
down
this, you're pretty
three,
much
it's gonna
done.
be almost impossible next week. So
Yep.
we'll see where it goes. All right. Why is this on a Saturday? As I think we've mentioned before, Robbie and I, one of our great listeners, was kind enough to offer us some tickets to the Saints Falcons game this weekend. Not just any tickets. We're going to be sitting up in a suite. Really, really appreciate that. We'll have full details of that next week. But because of that, the game is at 3:30. It's the late afternoon window. So we wouldn't be back in Starkville until I don't even know when. So we decided we needed to record today. However, it is such a fluid situation up at Ole Miss. As we're recording, it's 1:15 p.m. here on a Friday. We don't have any real knowledge of who, what, where anybody's going when it comes to the Ole Miss coaching job.
Like, absolutely none.
There is a better than 0% chance that some of the stuff we talk about on this podcast, even if we air it Saturday morning, is going to be irrelevant or old news by the time you hear it. It's very possible. So that being said, we just wanted to do the best job we could. We'll let basketball, whatever happens there, whatever happened there, we're gonna let future Brian have a couple games off. Apparently, we're calling him officially the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you're not. Well, future Brian is not bringing
It's like,
any good news.
what are you saying? You,
I
not
know that
me.
it was a Freudian slip.
Yeah, it's future Brian.
Hey, what's your final guess on what happens to Lane
All right, so
Kiffin?
this is my official.
And don't use Mississippi State bias. Like, you're trying to
Right.
reverse jinx. Like, just tell
Right.
me what you actually think based on the evidence that we have.
It's really tough to not think he's going to LSU at this point. There's just so much smoke that he's going there. But he is a guy that literally could be putting a foot onto the plane to get in, go down to Baton Rouge and have just a wild hair go up his ass and say, no, I'm staying. I'm staying.
Yeah.
Again, I have an autistic child. I know how these people operate. They will change their mind at a drop of a hat. I think he stays in Oxford. But I think that
Okay,
really,
so
and I will say this.
based on what? Based on
Based
what do
on my
you
knowledge of Kiffin and the fact that he is just so freaking weird. And look, he's handled this poorly. He's probably done some irreparable damage. My guess is, Robbie, he'll stay, coach through the playoff, and then an NFL job will come get him this January. I really don't know. I don't think they're out of the woods and keeping him yet, but at least if he goes in January, everything, it's all done and nobody cares at that point. It's just like, all right, it's fine. The
We
problem is where they are right now. I think he's going to stay.
talked about this yesterday. Like, I really do believe that the only reason this isn't a slam dunk, he's gone to LSU, is the playoff and the timing of it all. Like, the timing, I think probably he doesn't want to, like, leave the team out to dry. He wants to finish the job, all that stuff. And because that's, other than Tennessee, like, that's kind of been his MO, is whether he's leaving or going, he has wanted to finish the job. He wanted to stay with Alabama and coach through the national championship as an offensive coordinator. Nick Saban was like, nah, get when you need to leave.
Right.
He stayed with Florida Atlantic through their conference championship. I imagine he wants to stay with Ole Miss and finish what he started with that team. The problem is they have to have an answer, and it really does make zero sense for him to be on the way out and continuing to coach with Ole Miss when he's going to go to their rival.
And you can't have the fox in the hen house like that. If you're telling me,
No.
if he sits down with Carter, he's like, look, I'm going to take the LSU job when our season is over, but I'm going to stay until it's over. Well, then every day he's in there, he's talking to Kewon Lacy, and he's like, look, when this is over, you need to come with me down to Baton Rouge. You can't have that.
No.
And
And
the players won't want to play for him either.
I imagine more than anything, knowing about Keith Carter and how he operates, I imagine this meeting that they talked about was, okay, what are you doing? You need to tell us what you're doing. And it might, we talked about, Ole Miss isn't going to tell this guy he can't coach there anymore, all that stuff. They can't give him an ultimatum because he holds all the cards. But they do need to know. They need to know, are you in or are you out? Because we're about to go play the Egg Bowl, which we have to win to nail down a playoff spot. If you leave after that, that puts us in jeopardy of missing the playoff because our coach is gone. And if you're planning on, going to LSU, we need to put things in place to be able to go beat Mississippi State and go to the playoff or whatever happens. We have to get that stuff ready. On top of that, they're going to have to hire a new coach. So I imagine that meeting was, poop or get off the pot for Lane Kiffin to Keith Carter. And probably some, what do you need? What can we do to keep you? That kind of stuff. So I don't know, man. I don't. It feels this is a strange time, and usually we would just see an announcement when the season ended, but that's not how this works anymore, especially if you're in the fight for a playoff. It really does feel like we will know something soon. Like,
It's very possible that, like I said, that we finish recording and then like 2 hours from now, half of what we say is irrelevant.
I have
Very possible.
no, like, I don't think that you can go into Egg Bowl week anymore with that influx.
Right.
Like, I think they're going to have to know one way or the other what he's doing.
Yeah, they would sort of
And
like
it's,
to. I know that.
yeah, so I honestly don't know. I've kind of waffled back and forth on it. The way that this has played out, it looks like at the very least he's wanting to leave. So it's not it, I don't think there's like he's wrestling with a decision or anything like that based on like I love it here, whatever. It sounds like he wants to leave. The question is,
Yeah.
does it work for Ole Miss and does it work for his timeline?
If they were 8-3, he'd already be gone.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
If
so
they were out of the playoff discussion,
maybe he'd be gone. So,
yeah.
which is it's a weird look. But I mean, you can spin it into a win, though. You can spin it like he picked us over LSU in Florida, and that's what they'll do. But
They absolutely will take a victory lap if they keep him.
yeah,
But
and they
again, I
should. They
want
should
to
keep it. They should do that.
but again, I want people to understand because there are people that are running with the Brandon Walker thing. Ole Miss is not in on this. I don't know how much more clear I can say that. Ole Miss is not planning this out. This isn't some giant ruse that the entire fan base, media, administration, players are all in on. They legitimately are fighting for their coach who is considering two other schools heavily and looks like he's trying to get out of there. This isn't an Ole Miss PR setup. If that were the case, he would have already signed a contract extension, and he hasn't. He's had 1,500 chances to come out and make a statement that he wants to be at Ole Miss, that he's going to be at Ole Miss next year.
Yeah.
He has not once said, I will be here next year. We love what we're doing. We're building for the future. He hasn't said that, not once. All he's said is, we're focused on our team this year. We're having a special season. We're living in the moment, all that stuff. He could have very easily come out and said,
Could have ended.
I'm not entertaining this, but
He
he
could have done
hadn't.
what Cignetti did
He
and
could lie about it. He could lie about it. I mean, Dan Mullen said all the time,
Yeah, you're right.
he loves
You're
it
right.
here, all that.
Speaking of Mullen, you know who's been suspiciously quiet throughout all this? I thought footballscoop.com was the place to
Yeah,
get
where are
all
they at?
the coaching search information. They were the nation's number one source for
Do they
coaching
still
search
exist?
information. I checked their Twitter feed today. Nothing. Nothing on Kiffin whatsoever. It's the darndest thing.
Oh, and they're still tweeting.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they're not tweeting. They're just not tweeting about Kiffin.
Okay, should I poke the bear on this?
Yeah. I think you should. I think you should. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats in the Cotton District and the Older Brother, our legendary engineer here on Thunder and Lightning, and of course on Super Talk, Houston McDavid. He texted me. Apparently, he was in the Golden Triangle Wednesday, which, an invite would have been nice to do this. But he said he went to the Older Brother, and he's like, "Man, that bacon and collard greens sandwich they have is delicious, and the fries." I was like, place is good. And he's like, "Man, it's a place I when I'm on my way to Starkville, I'm always thinking I'm going to the Older Brother." Houston knows. It's one of the smartest guys I know. So if he knows, you should know. The Older Brother is a special place here in Starkville. And of course, Two Brothers Smoke Meats. Either one, you can't go wrong if you're headed to the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Petty.
If you need new computer, new technology, new laptops, computers, copiers, printers, whatever it is, give Advantage Business Systems a call today, because not only are you going to get great products, you're going to get great service. Service after the sale. Service you can count on. When something goes wrong, you can talk to the good people at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192. Visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go if you're looking for great new Mississippi State gear. This holiday season, you've got to get maroon and white under the Christmas tree. Get it at Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville. If you're going to be here, great. If not, shop online at maroonandco.com. Use our promo code THUNDER15 in store or online to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Before your next trip to Starkville, make sure on the trip itinerary it says Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today. If you're listening, Saturday, get in the car and head to Saltillo, and you can take care of a lot of your Christmas shopping in one spot. Great specials all over the store, including on John Deere products, with some financing as low as 0% for up to 84 months. Guys, it's 2025. We're talking about 0% financing to 2032. Lane Kiffin could have two, three, maybe even four more jobs in that amount of time. Don't miss out. Head to Saltillo today. Go see Santa. Take the kids to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden for the Super Santa Saturday today in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you need to know this name, Good Hope Land and Timber. They don't care if you're only sitting on a couple hundred acres or if you're sitting on a couple thousand acres. Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you not only maximize your profits, but sustain your land. Now, if you're in the land purchasing business, you want to buy or sell land, they are there for you as well as that. But if you're just a landowner who's looking to maintain your forest and keep everything going for the long term, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name to trust. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. We got things that are true, Robbie.
Oh, we're doing things that are true today.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
What's true? Today's title is What's True as Mississippi State Looks to Reclaim the Golden Egg. And of course, things are true are brought to you by our friends over at Bell Building Supply. Guys, there's still time. You want to have the perfect Thanksgiving turkey? A big green egg from Bell's Building Supply will do the job for you. You get the great smoke flavor, but you get that crispy skin like you get in the oven. It's perfect. It's easy. When you know how to set that green egg up and you can dial those temps in, it is no different than when you set the oven to 350. It's perfect every time. And of course, the holidays are coming up. A big green egg makes a great gift for the outdoorsman, the cook in your life. I love my big green egg. I'm going to put it to work on Thanksgiving Day, and you can too with a trip to Bell's Building Supply. Here we go. The things that are true. We got seven of them. No, I mentioned one of them yesterday. I'm going to mention it again. Oh, what'd you do?
I was just reading
You bear poke?
well, I did do that, but I was reading the screenshot of the Mincy text that made it to our board.
Oh, is it a tweet or a text?
It's a text
Oh,
where
hold on.
he's talking about he's not feeling good about it. He feels like Kiffin's going to LSU, and basically said his life's going to be like Groundhog Day every single day, where all of his relationships are intertwined. I have no idea what's going to happen with this, man. Like, this is the most insane thing, and I don't think we have any concrete like reason to go all in on one place. You know, like I just because we know how weird Lane Kiffin is, so we know that anything can happen with him. He's unpredictable. So I mean, I who knows what's going on in that noggin.
No, there's no telling. All right, let's jump in here. This is the fourth time in my memory of college football that we have entered an Egg Bowl with one team having what we'll just call uncertainty at the head coach. In 1998, everyone thought Tommy Tuberville, or everybody knew that Tommy Tuberville was headed to Auburn right after the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State won that game in Oxford, 28-6. In 2017, a ton of smoke all around Dan Mullen. And they weren't sure. Was it going to be Tennessee? Was it going to be Florida? Nobody knew for sure. They just knew that Mullen was all likelihood out the door. Final score, Ole Miss 31, Mississippi State 28. 2022. Again, Auburn showing up, gonna take Lane Kiffin. Everybody knew it was coming. Only a last-ditch Hail Mary from his family changed that around. But the distractions were enough. Final score, Mississippi State 24, Ole Miss 22. Three times you've gone into this game with this kind of coaching uncertainty. Three times the team with no coaching uncertainty has won the game. So that's, I'm just saying it's happened three times before. That makes it at least something worth pointing out, talking about, calling it a trend, whatever you want to do. It does. This is a thing. This is a thing.
In a rivalry game, it's more of a thing than any other thing because you already throw the record books out. A lot of times, the team that has more pressure on it seems to stumble, and the team that doesn't is kind of playing loose. I thought that was extremely evident in the 2014 Egg Bowl. We've seen it. 2017 was kind of like that too. I think State was fighting for like a Sugar Bowl or something. If they won that ball game, definitely going to be a New Year's Six game, I think, had they won. And then
2017 probably would have, yeah, would have, at the
Sugar.
very least, would have been like the Citrus Bowl.
Yeah. So we've seen it time and time again, and we've seen it on the Ole Miss side too, where they're playing tight. Mississippi State's playing loose. It happens all the time, and you add in the fact that there's so much distraction about this. You know what's going on with Kiffin? Who's going to coach? I don't care how centered you think your team is and how blocked off you feel like they are, especially this day and age when these players are so locked in on social media and looking at things. You can't hide this stuff. It's so loud over there right now in the Manning Center, I can promise you. They are talking about it everywhere they go. It doesn't matter what Lane Kiffin said to them. They're hearing it from people. They probably don't believe everything that he's saying, and there's probably a little bit of distrust and, kind of wondering about the future. And with that's a lack of focus. If you're Mississippi State, this is the greatest gift that you could be given in this ball
Love it.
game.
Let me get to it then. Number two, the absolute best case scenario for Mississippi State is we get another week of this. And it'll be aggravating and it'll be intense. And Sports Talk Mississippi is going to be like Groundhog Day for me. But that's the best case scenario, is that we get to Friday and Kiffin is still there and he hasn't made any kind of public declaration. Because at that point, I know for a fact, and I've got some sourcing, that the team up there in Oxford's not too pleased with their head coach. They're ready to move on, one way or the other. Commit or don't, but let's have some finality. If we can get to Friday, if we can drag this out, if we can milk this nearly dead cow, if we can bleed this turnip for just one more that week, that is the best thing for Mississippi State.
It is, and I don't see that happening. I think it's going to go one way or the other. I think we're going to know that Kiffin's gone and he's going to leave the team before the season ends,
I don't think it's going to happen either.
or or they're going to sign an extension, one way or the other. But you're exactly right. If you go into that ball game with Kiffin still as the head coach and you're not sure what's going to happen, I might even predict State to win that game because there's going to be all kinds of distractions around the team throughout the week. State's going to have zero distractions. If Jeff Lebby has handled this correctly and he goes through the way that he did the other day when he was asked, his thoughts on Lane Kiffin, and he was like, "I haven't thought about that one second," which we know he has. That's probably a lie, because he knows Lane pretty well, and I'm sure he has thought about it, but it doesn't matter.
I wouldn't be surprised if they've been in contact.
Would not shock me at all. But if the team is just focusing on ball right now, and Ole Miss has all that stuff going on, I like State's chances in that ball game. I'm just going to go
It
ahead and
helps
tell
them.
you right
It
now. I
helps them.
mean, that is the worst nightmare for Ole Miss people, and it's the, like I said, the greatest gift Mississippi State could be given, because these two teams are not the same in terms of talent, coaching, where they are in the system, all that stuff. Ole Miss is in a significantly greater place than Mississippi State is right now. All things, equal, Ole Miss is in a higher tier than Mississippi State as a team right now in the program. Mississippi State needs something like this to give them a little more of an edge. And, we'll see where it is next week. I mean, it could still be lingering one way or the other. But at the same time, I think if you're a State fan, you would probably be cheering for this thing to linger a little bit further, at least into next week.
I agree 100%. I mean, the longer it goes, the better it is for Mississippi State. Number three. I mean, there's a real possibility that we could get to Friday, and you got one set of fans booing its coach and the other set of fans booing its quarterback. This may be the most reverse toxic elbow egg bowl we've ever seen.
Yeah, I
Could
don't.
have reverse toxicity.
It is really crazy, like the dynamic of all that. For Mississippi State, you're going into it, and fans are just wanting to see what they do at quarterback. For Ole Miss, you're going into it, and they're wanting to see what's going to happen with their head coach. And so there's so many storylines here on opposite ends of the spectrum. And Mississippi State's is Jeff Lebby the guy, and Ole Miss is Lane Kiffin going to continue to coach here or not? Does he want to be the guy? It's really strange. It really is. And I've for Ole Miss, I think Lane Kiffin, if he's going to continue to be the coach, this game isn't nearly as important as it is for Jeff Lebby. I think if he loses this game, he could still go to a playoff. I don't know what the committee will do. I imagine if he's still the coach, they would probably still have Mississippi State in the play. I mean, Ole Miss in the playoff. If Jeff Lebby loses this, there is almost no faith in him moving forward. And that this game is so big for his legacy and to continue to be the coach here and to continue to have money pouring in, building the roster for next year, he desperately needs to win this game. So that's the kind of the conundrum, I guess you could say. And we'll see if it's going to be Blake Shapen or not. I mean, I imagine it will be Blake, but we'll see if he can go out there and win a ball game.
Let's go here. Number four. State has a chance to win this game no matter what happens with Kiffin.
Yes.
If we hear today that Lane Kiffin comes out today, he's like, I made a meal of this, and I did not do right by Ole Miss. I apologize. I'm signing an extension. This is where I want to be forever. I am a rebel until the day I die. Let's go out and win a national championship. Even if all that happens, it's a small chance, but the chance for State, this is not an, even though I know they're 10-1, they're having a great year. They got a lot of talented football players. They have an elite coach. State can still beat them.
Yeah, they've done what Georgia's done. They're like, other than Georgia against Mississippi State, Georgia hasn't been just spectacular, but they're winning their games. A lot of their games, I think most of their games, they were losing in those ball games and came back and won. Ole Miss is kind of like that too. They haven't come out and just destroyed a lot of teams on their schedule. They struggled against Washington State, kind of sleptwalked through that game, ended up coming back, taking the lead, and holding on. I mean, Washington State had about another minute. That game could have been really interesting. And then Florida last week was a dead man walking, and they were in that ball game. So it hasn't been a consistently dominant Ole Miss team, but they make the plays to go win games. They convert fourth downs when they need them. They get a turnover on defense when they have to have it. That's something that State struggled with, and Ole Miss has done a really good job. And so that to me is the big difference with State and Ole Miss this year. Other than I think they're more talented, more well coached, but I think that they right now where they are with Lane Kiffin, they just know how to win those close games.
Yeah. It's weird. Like 2023, they won every close game, right? The two games they lost big. 2024, they all three lo or two of their three losses were, I'm sorry, they lost the close games. All of their losses were by one score or, single digit losses. This year has been the same thing. They've won the close games. But close games mean something. And their only real blowout win is over Tulane. They were close against Washington State. They were close against Arkansas. They were close against Kentucky. So I expect it to be close again. Number five, my main source of optimism for this game is the way State played last year. I thought that was State's best defensive game by far a season ago. I thought Hutzler had a really good game plan, and he did a great job. They gave up that long run to Ulysses Bentley. But that was really about it. And State's offense was not good that day. I look back at that game and I go, that was the worst State team in however many years and the best Ole Miss team maybe of all time. And it was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. There's no reason to not be confident that this game will be like that again, that we will go into the fourth quarter with State having an opportunity.
Well, that's kind of like what I was trying to explain to people. There's so many people right now, they do the same thing every year. Ole Miss is going to kill us. Ole Miss is going to, if Lane can score 100, he's going to do it. Well, it never happens. This game is always competitive for the most part. We've seen some exceptions. 45-0 was one of those, but that doesn't happen often in the series. 2012, Ole Miss pulled away. I think they won by 17. But this is usually, even when Mississippi State's down, this is usually a very competitive game because State almost always gets up for this game. The games that they struggle with are, the 08 game was kind of an anomaly for a bad team. But the teams that have a lot of pressure on them, 2015, Dak's senior night, 2014, when State was still somewhat in the playoff mix, they were going to have help, but that was one of them. 17 with the Dan Mullen noise. These are games that State kind of stubbed their toe in, but they were favorites in those ball games. When State has been bad, even they have been competitive in this game. And last year should be evidence of that. Ole Miss had one of their best teams ever. Mississippi State had one of their worst teams in 20 years. And they were on the goal line trying to cut this thing to a one possession game with, 10 minutes left, whatever it was. So you can't come into this game and say, we are going to get killed. That doesn't really compute with the history of the Egg Bowl. I expect Mississippi State to come out and play hard in this game. And a Mississippi State team that plays hard, which we've seen for a good portion of this season, has been competitive against really good teams. I didn't think they played well against Missouri. I didn't think they played well against Texas A&M. I didn't think they played well against Georgia. Those are the three games where State looked just bad for most of the ball game. These other games, they were motivated, they were playing hard, and they were in the ball game. I expect that to be the case in this game too.
I would be surprised if it was not. Be very surprised. All right, six. Yeah, number six. All year long, I've been saying the whole 2009 thing, and like, there's some similarities here. Especially if you want to play year zero with Lebby last year, there's some similarities with year one of Mullen and year one of Lebby. And a quarterback switch in the Egg Bowl to go with the bigger, stronger, faster running quarterback would just follow that script perfectly now, wouldn't it? And
One.
I could see it happening. I could see it getting to the breaking point in this one, where a couple of drives and the offense is struggling a little bit, but you know, maybe the defense comes out and can hold Ole Miss out. And it's an early, you know, an early slugfest, and you go to Camario and he leads a touchdown drive and you leave him in, and it just kind of goes from there. I think that's your best case scenario. That's the script that Mississippi State fans would like to see follow, is what Chris Relf did in 2009, Kamario Taylor does in 2025.
And that's whenever they really kind of turned the keys over to him. Tyson Lee was on the way out, and it was kind of Chris Relf's coming out party at that point. And then he had the huge 2010. That I mean, it feels like a slam dunk. And Jeff Lebby is so much smarter than us when it comes to football knowledge. He can draw up a play to beat any defense. We can't. I don't know what all the concepts are. I don't know what all the terminology is. What I do know is what I've seen physically from the two quarterbacks. Kamario Taylor is a higher ceiling player for that position. And what you're getting from Blake Chapin is not enough to separate the two. I don't think that the good that Blake Chapin does is that much better than the bad that Kamario Taylor might do, because we have not seen a lot of bad from him. I've seen people talking about the lack of accuracy, all that stuff. You know, that to me does not really play as much a factor as some might think. I just don't think that that's that big of a deal whenever you consider the good things that Kamario can do. So I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say about it. I've been pretty vocal about it for a good long while at this point, and there's really not much else you can say other than Jeff Lebby is just going to finish this race with Blake Chapin.
We'll see how that goes. I feel a little twinge. Maybe it's just indigestion. I ate breakfast this morning. I don't normally do that, so maybe that's
You
what
got a
it is.
twinge?
A little twinge. Maybe I'm exp I think there's something to be gonna happen
You
here.
think they have a little something up their sleeve with Kamara?
I can't help but think that, because it just makes sense, but who knows?
Well, here's one thing I'll say is like he has been used more, and I know a lot of that is the injuries, but he's been used a lot more the last three games than previously. So
Yes.
it does look like they're kind of letting him out to
I just feel like if he can
play a
get
little
on the
bit.
field and score a touchdown, it becomes impossible to take him out.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Well, and you just got to think about the momentum you get with him. Like, he's just an exciting player. I know that there's a lot of things that could go wrong with him, but they're already going wrong. When you have a guy like that, he's young. Anytime you have that young, exciting guy, Dak Prescott gave people a taste and they didn't want to go back. Like, anytime you have that, it just creates an energy. And that's what State needs in this game more than anything. There's going to be a good crowd of Ole Miss people there. You've got to do something that's going to allow this crowd and allow your team to take over. And that just feels like the thing to do. But
All right, last one. You know, I think I mentioned this before. You and I have become kind of a fixture in the Apple Podcast rankings, top 200 sports podcasts. Now, that is some high company, right? We're in the that's the sports podcast. That's where Bill Simmons is. That's where Barstool stuff is. That's where
we joked about the sports news. That was a big deal, but that
it was fun.
wasn't these
This is
guys.
different. So we've been as high as like 95. We're usually around 150, between 150 and 180, right? If this podcast was an Ole Miss podcast, this is number 7. With all this going on, we'd be a top 10 podcast this week.
It wouldn't shock
Top
me.
10 podcast this week. So MPW Digital, Neil and I guess that's Neil and Siski, they were like number 75 this week. So
Yeah.
great for them. Congrats to them. I'm just telling you, if this was an Ole Miss podcast, we would be like, people would be looking at the podcast rankings and go, okay, all right, pardon my take, Bill Simmons podcast. What the hell is this podcast?
Thunder and
What
lightning.
would our Ole Miss podcast name be?
Oh, what would it be? It would have to be like Hottie and Toddy.
Oh, God.
Whatever our Ole Miss names would be.
It would. I don't know. I'm not even gonna try to
Walker
name
and Walker and Parker. And that's our first names.
Yeah, is that our first name? Is it our last name? Who knows?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have five.
It would be Walker Parker and Parker Walker. That would be our names. You would be
That's
Walker Parker
gold.
and I'd be Parker Walker.
Walker Parker and Parker. That's better than Hare Jordan and Jordan Hare. Let me tell you. Those, if I don't know if the Eagles of War is still on the air or not, but if it is, good luck to those guys. But Walker Parker and Parker Walker is S tier. Great job. All right. I gave you the bye week. We didn't do this, but now it's time. It is time to get your mind right. The Egg
Lock
Bowl,
in.
it is here. All right. Don't let anybody look you in the eye and tell you that State can't win this game. They can. Will they? I don't know. Would I pick them to win today? Probably not. But that doesn't mean that the chance doesn't exist. Lock in, get your mind right. We'll be back on Tuesday. We'll hear from Jeff Lebby. We'll have our final predictions for the season, see who's buying dinner for who. Maybe we'll talk some basketball. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Guys, have a great weekend. If you see us in New Orleans, come say hello. Talk to you then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.